Federal agencies like the National Institutes of Health support critical scientific and clinical research that drives progress in cancer prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. Dr. Julie Grelo, CMO of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, tells Star 97.7 cuts not only affect research on the basics like cancer's causes and how to slow it, but she says,
we also have a large federally funded clinical trials network in pretty much every state that we're asking questions that, depending on the outcomes, can lead to changes in the standard of care, new advancements, new breakthroughs.
Dr. Grelo says federal funding also goes for research on rarer types of cancer, such as pediatric cancer. Everyone agrees wasteful government spending needs to be curtailed, but cuts to federal programs like cancer research have medical personnel and others scratching their heads. Dr. Julie Grelo is the chief medical officer of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. She tells Star 97.7 the cuts are not only hindering research, but are driving away researchers as well.
Other countries are actually putting out notices that, hey, we'll take you American researchers. I've even personally seen that young investigators say, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to get grants anymore, and they leave the field entirely.
Dr. Grelo says federally funded cancer research has fueled nearly every major advancement in cancer care over the last 50 years, and that today more than 18 million Americans are alive thanks to federally funded cancer research, screening, and prevention. Locally, you won't find a better resource for those facing cancer and their families than the Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center in Ellsworth. They, like others, count on federal dollars to continue funding research that leads to treatment, discoveries, and cures. Dr. Julie Grelo, CMO of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, tells Star 97.7 listeners of one such important discovery.
Back in the 1980s, nobody believed there was a genetic component to some cancers. And my colleague at the University of Washington, Dr. Mary Claire King, was collecting families where it was very clear that there was an inherited predisposition. So she argued and said, yes, at least in some cancers, there is a genetic predisposition.
That led to the discovery of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, keys to unlocking the mystery of breast cancer. Call your representatives and urge them to continue funding life-changing cancer research.